gloire dérisoire. Dans sa gloire dérisoire.
Sonny Simmons, one of the great sax players of the post-pop era, but an under-recognized one, spent the late 1970s to early 90s living on the street in San Francisco. During 14 hard years, he continued to play, but when anyone thought they had recognized him, he insisted he was not Sonny Simmons. Word finally got out, and Simmons' career revived with this album. It distilled all the elements of Simmons' style and many developments in jazz that he had had a hand in. Today on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society, our featured album is Ancient Ritual, released in 1994. I'm Peter Monahan. I've chosen this album in part because in April 2021, Sonny Simmons died at the age of 87. Reincarnation, Sonny Simmons on alto sax, his son Zarak Simmons on drums, and Charnette Moffat on bass. The trio recorded Ancient Ritual in San Francisco on December 7 and 8, 1992. Here's how Sonny Simmons announced his comeback after those years in the wilderness. Thank you. Trumpet Ship, from Sonny Simmons' Ancient Ritual from 1994, the album that secured his critical reputation as one of the most distinctive jazz musicians, although not a widely known one. Simmons was born in 1933 in tiny Sicily Island, Louisiana. His parents were forced from their property at gunpoint 6 years later. By then, Simmons was playing an old squeeze-box accordion in the church where his father was preacher, singer, and drummer, and his mother a singer too. When Simmons was 10, his family moved to Oakland, California. He took up the English horn, the cor anglais, fascinated by it from classical radio broadcasts. Simmons would become one of the few jazzmen to deploy that double-reeded relative of the oboe. He played it and recorded with it throughout his career. Even on his primary instrument, the alto sax, he had a cor anglais-like, almost plangent tone. He plays the English horn on one track of Ancient Ritual. Sonny Simmons on cor anglais, English horn, on Sundown in Egypt, from Ancient Ritual, today's feature album on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society. Growing up, Simmons heard a host of leading jazz players of the day in the clubs and concert halls of Oakland, across the bay from San Francisco. At 16, he heard the prodigious alto sax bebopper Charlie Parker, and instantly took up that instrument. He quickly turned professional, played with bluesmen like Lowell Fulson and T-Bone Walker. By 1963, age 30, he was in New York. He fell in with leading figures of the jazz vanguard, Eric Dolphy, Albert Ayler. He played in Charles Mingus's band. Like Ornette Coleman at the same time, he pushed at the limits of jazz followers' expectations. Simmons's phrasing was surprising and his tone urgent and impassioned, but like Dolphy, he often steered away from the free-blowing of much free jazz, even though he, with Ornette Coleman and others, was credited with igniting the free jazz era in New York and elsewhere in the 60s. Simmons was an outcat, but also a melodicist, Early in his New York days, he played at the Village Vanguard and recorded with Sonny Rollins, a titan among hard bop horn players. Simmons said in a 2007 interview, "I'd just as rather play beautiful melodies with my own compositions, with a groove," as we hear on Theme for Linda. In New York, while recording with Eric Dolphy and also with John Coltrane's drummer and bassist Elvin Jones and Jimmy Garrison, Simmons was also recording and performing often with his then-wife, trumpeter Barbara Donald. A woman playing out jazz, or any jazz, was a rarity then, and the bigots objected, as Simmons later recalled, that she was a beautiful white lady standing on the bandstand in a miniskirt with a black musician.
Yeah.
Crystal from Ancient Ritual, Sonny Simmons' 1994 comeback disc, the featured album on this episode of the Art Sound Recorded Music Society. I'm Peter Monahan. Simmons was moving back and forth between New York and the West Coast. That led to trouble. Barbara Donald had returned to Oakland, California, and Simmons was determined to be around so he and Donald could raise their son, Zarak, and soon a daughter, Raisha. But staying off the road derailed their musical careers. Simmons, a clean liver until his 40s, got hooked on liquor and narcotics and ended up divorced, alone, with no contact with his children, and homeless. He took to playing on the streets of San Francisco, denying his identity when fans from the past thought they knew him. In 1994, a San Francisco jazz festival organizer recognized him and arranged for him to open a concert given by Branford Marsalis. Quickly, Ancient Ritual, which Simmons had recorded in late 92, was mastered and released on Quincy Jones' Quest label, and Simmons's career revived. A heartening aspect of the history is that Simmons reunited with his son, Zarak. He's the drummer on Ancient Ritual. In 2015, father and son released Reincarnation, a 1991 club recording with Barbara Donald, who had died in 2013. Also on Ancient Ritual is another link to Simmons' earlier years in New York, the bassist Charnette Moffat. His father, an old friend of Simmons, was drummer Charles Moffat, who'd been a high school classmate in Texas of Ornette Coleman. The name Charnette is a composite of Charles and Ornette. Ha ha ha! The Other East from Ancient Ritual, with Charnette Moffat on bass, Zarak Simmons on drums joining Sonny Simmons' alto sax. That Sonny Simmons never forgot his roots is evident on Ancient Ritual. He characterized his playing and composition as backwoods. He shared that country element with the Texan Ornette Coleman and even the Cleveland-reared Albert Ayler. They all drew on something clarinetist John Carter located in the fields period of the history of the South, the long decades of enslavement on cotton fields and other bitter sights of African-American life, but of course also worship in the local black churches. Simmons often spoke of attending his father's rural church in Louisiana, then still witness to voodoo practices, and after that the urban one in Oakland, California. You can hear all that in his homage to his father, Country Parson. When Ancient Ritual came out in 1994, Simmons received many invitations to perform, including at European clubs and festivals. In 1997, he recorded American Jungle with sometime Coltrane bassist Reggie Workman and drummer Cindy Blackman Santana. Quincy Jones' Quest label wanted to record more albums with Simmons, but Simmons thought the label wanted to stiff him on recording fees, so he returned to small independent labels while living in Paris and New York. He recorded many more albums, 9 between 2000 and 2013, with fellow sax player Michael Marcus and their band The Cosmos Semantics. Simmons made albums with a French harpist, a chamber orchestra, electronics. On Nomadic from 2014, he collaborated with the French Indo-jazz trio Moksha Samnya Sin, merging progressive jazz, psychedelic rock, and experimental drone metal. In 2008, the American Jazz Foundation gave Simmons its Lifetime Achievement Award. As I mentioned, Sonny Simmons died in April 2021 at the ripe age of 87. Back in 1994, that Simmons could produce an album of such radiant hope as Ancient Ritual, after all he'd endured, was testimony to his spirit. There's not time to play all of Ancient Ritual for you on today's Art Sound Recorded Music Society, but here's part of the title track. Simmons really takes it out with sanctified screeching, but I'll leave you to explore that, as I hope you will. Today I've featured Sonny Simmons' great comeback album of 1994, Ancient Ritual. The Art Sound Recorded Music Society airs Saturdays noon to 1 and repeats Wednesdays 4 to 5 p.m. In the
Vive la 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 Vive